Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh unveiled her $2.8 billion budget plan for the coming fiscal year yesterday at a meeting of the Board of Estimates. WYPR City Hall reporter Dominique Maria Benassi reports that projected spending will increase by approximately 2%.
The budget maintains the current property tax of $2.25 per $100 of assessed value while increasing funding to police, safe streets, and youth programming, including city schools. Pugh said in a statement that her administration's priority is to attract and retain businesses and residents, thus decreasing the property tax rate. The police department will get $510.7 million, up $16.9 million from the current year. The budget includes money for 98 additional officers and $20 million for overtime, up from $16 million this year. Robert Senemy, Baltimore's budget director, says the police department is expected to spend $50 million in overtime this year, and he wants it to live within its means.
They have positions that they cannot fill, and then they backfill on overtime. So there's savings from having a vacant position, but then they overspend on overtime.
The result of the department's most recent audit of overtime costs is being held up in a court case. Senemy also said the budget will restore a $5.5 million cut from this year's budget.
The reduction of one helicopter, the reduction of fleet expenses and other expense reduction, that was not implemented in fiscal 18, and the choice was to put that back into the base.
The mayor included an additional $3.6 million for the Safe Streets program just in case a bill to provide that money fails to make it through the General Assembly.
If the state does fund it, that would be a huge benefit to us because it would allow us, before the final budget, to reevaluate.
And put the money towards something else. The extra money, whether it comes from the state or the city, would allow the program to expand from 4 to 10 neighborhoods as part of the mayor's violence reduction initiative. Overall youth programming, including that for city schools, is $435.3 million. This includes $500,000 in funding for Baltimore City Community College to allow between 250 and 500 city high school graduates to attend for free. Pugh also added $2 million in additional funding for school maintenance issues. Earlier this year, Governor Larry Hogan provided $2.5 million in emergency funding for schools during 10 days of temperatures below normal inside classrooms. The city's overall capital investment budget has been cut by $443 million. James Bentley, the mayor's press secretary, wrote in an email that it fluctuates yearly, and 2018's budget was front-loaded with many large projects that already came out. This upcoming budget does not account for the decline in population over the last fiscal year, but Senemy says that may not be a problem.
We've lost population, but our income tax base has gotten stronger, and the data has shown over the past few years that we are adding higher net earner households.
The public comment period, or Taxpayers Night, will be next Wednesday, April 4th, at the War Memorial Plaza. Following the Board of Estimates' approval in early May, the budget will head to City Council for reviews. I'm Dominique Maria Benassi for 88.1 WYPR.